You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of Brevard.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio. All truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, the senior pastor of Island Community Church. Along with my associate, Pastor Darren Solano, we greet you today, guys and gals. Happy Friday to all of you. Thank God it is Friday. Thanks for joining us here today. This is WGOD Radio. God is always broadcasting. He always has a word for you. The word today is going to come from my associate, Pastor. He's the one who taught Revelation chapter 8 last time around here at Island Community Church. And this sermon is entitled Silence in Heaven. We're up to chapter 8. And man, oh man, you can just hear a pin drop apparently in heaven. And, you know, Pastor Darren's been bringing out an excellent point that the thing that stopped, that's been going on, that goes on since eternity past 24/7 is worship. And that is what's missing here up in heaven. And that's wonderful insight. Let's get into some more insights here now. This is part two of this message. I invite you guys to church this weekend. My sermon is out of 2 John. There's only one chapter. It's verse 7, where it says, whoever transgresses and does not abide in the doctrine of Christ does not have God. We're going to look at what that is. Then there's the warning. And that is that if anyone comes to you and does not bring this doctrine, do not greet him and do not let him into your house. Wow, that's a stiff warning from the apostle of love, the apostle John. That's where we're going to be this Sunday morning at 10:30. Look for the podcast on the Island Community Church Facebook page. Look for the video of the sermon on the Island Community Church YouTube page. Listen for the sermon on the radio here next week. Until then, hope everyone has a blessed weekend. Let's get into the word. Stick with us now for the next 25 minutes. And Pastor Darren's going to take us through a trek through Revelation chapter 8.
My question is, how do they know? Now, MacArthur writes, well, their silence is going on because they're in awe of the anticipation of what's fixing to come. How do they know what's fixing to come? Matthew 24:36 says, but about that day or hour, no one knows, not even the angels in heaven, nor the Son, but only the Father. So how do they know? Speculation. I can't find the answer. I can imagine that something just happened. Some sort of sign or some sort of signal that caused silence. My speculation is, and I could be wrong, could be very much wrong, but it's my speculation. Maybe the one who was sitting, maybe the object of their worship, who was sitting, has just now stood up. Speculation. I hope it causes you to think. Okay, back to the text. Chapter 8, verse 2. And I saw the seven angels who stand before God, and to them were given seven trumpets. Then another angel, having a golden censer, came and stood at the altar. He was given much incense, that he should offer it with the prayers of all the saints upon the golden altar, which was before the throne. And the smoke of the incense with the prayers of the saints ascended before God from the angel's hand. Let me give you an illustration of what this looks like. Turn to Luke chapter 1. I'll show you what it looks like on earth. It just described what it looked like in heaven. Luke chapter 1, verse 5. Says, there was in the days of Herod, the king of Judea, a certain priest named Zacharias of the division of Abijah. His wife was the daughters of Aaron, and her name was Elizabeth. And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord, blameless. But they had no child because Elizabeth was barren. And they were both well advanced in years. So it was that while he was serving as priest before God in the order of his division, according to the custom of the priesthood, his lot fell to burn incense when he went into the temple of the Lord. And the whole multitude of people was praying outside at the hour of incense. Then the angel of the Lord appeared to him standing on the right side of the altar of the incense. And when Zacharias saw him, he was troubled, and fear fell upon him. So that gives you an illustration, an earthly illustration of roughly what's going on here in heaven at this time. Now this censer is a small portable vessel of metal, and it's fitted to receive burning coals from the altar, and on which the incense for burning was sprinkled. And not to make light of it, but I'm just trying to give you a visualization of what this might look like a small charcoal grill, kind of round in shape, with chains or strings on it. I'm sure you've probably seen some in religious ceremonies where the priests walk around and they've got this censer and they're walking around with it. Smoke's coming out of it, incense. Well, that's the gist of it. And this is being, when this happens, so they take the coals from the altar and they put them in this censer. And when they do that, then they take and sprinkle incense on top of the coals and pray, and these prayers are offered up. This is the gist of it. Verse 5 says, then the angel took the censer, filled it with fire from the altar, and threw it to the earth. And there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. And I don't know whether they're connected or not, but when I read this, it made me think of Romans chapter 12. And he says, beloved, do not avenge yourselves, but rather give place to wrath, for it is written, vengeance is mine. I will repay, says the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he is thirsty, give him a drink. For in doing so, you will heap coals of fire on his head. So now we see an angel in heaven with a censer that's been filled with fire from the altar of God, and it's being thrown down to the earth. And it says there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. Hold your finger right there. Hold your finger on chapter 8. And turn to Revelation chapter 16. Revelation chapter 16, starting at verse 17. But while you're holding there for your finger on Revelation chapter 8, look at what it says there, Revelation chapter 8, verse 5. And it says, and there were noises, thunderings, lightnings, and an earthquake. Revelation chapter 16, verse 17. Then the seventh angel poured out his bowl into the air, and a loud voice came out of the temple of heaven from the throne, saying, it is done. 18. And there were noises and thunderings and lightnings, and there was a great earthquake. Such as mighty and great earthquake has not occurred since men were on the earth. That is word for word, chapter 8, verse 5. Now, keep holding your finger. Don't let go of chapter 16, because we're just going to go back and forth between 8 and 16 and 8 and 16. But I do want to ask you this, let you decide for yourself. What I just read to you, chapter 8, verses 5, at chapter 8, 5, in Revelation 16, 18, would you say that that's the same event?
Yes.
Okay. Then I'll let you decide for yourself. I don't have to tell you.
The Word tells you.
The Word tells you. Listen. Revelation 7. The first angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. And they were thrown to the earth, and a third of the trees were burned up, and all the grass was burned. Then the second angel sounded, verse 8. Then the second angel sounded, and something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. So we've got a first angel sounding, and hail and fire comes down, mingled with blood. Then you got a second trumpet, second angel sounds. Something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. Look at 7. 8, 7. First the angel sounded, and hail and fire followed, mingled with blood. And they were thrown to the earth. Turn to 16. 16, verse 21. And great hail fell from heaven. Great hail from heaven fell upon them. Each hailstone about the weight of a talent. Men blasphemed God because of the plague of the hail, since that plague was exceedingly great. Then we get to the second angel, second trumpet. Something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea, and a third of the sea became blood, and a third of the living creatures in the sea died, and a third of the ships were destroyed. Turn to Revelation chapter 16. Now this is verse 3. It says, and the second angel poured out his bowl on the sea, and it became as blood, as of a dead man, and every living creature in the sea died. I'm going to continue back to Revelation chapter 8. I'm not losing anybody, am I? Not yet. 8:10, third trumpet. Then the third angel sounded, and a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch, and it fell on a third of the rivers and on the springs of water. The name of the star is Wormwood. A third of the waters became wormwood, and many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Revelation 16:4. Then the third angel poured out his bowl on the rivers and springs of water, and they became blood. Same event? Let's continue. Revelation chapter 8, verse 12. Fourth trumpet. Then the fourth angel sounded, and a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars, so that a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. That one's kind of interesting because I found a comparison for that in Revelation chapter 6. Turn to Revelation chapter 6. Revelation chapter 6, verse 12. He says, I looked when he opened the sixth seal, and behold, there was a great earthquake, and the sun became black as sackcloth of hair, and the moon became like blood, and the stars of the heaven fell to the earth, as a fig tree drops its late figs when it is shaken by a mighty wind. Then the sky receded as a scroll when it is rolled up, and every mountain and island was moved out of its place. And the kings of the earth, and the great men, the rich men, the commanders, the mighty men, every slave and every free man hid themselves in caves and in rocks of mountains, and said to the mountains and rocks, fall on us and hide us from the face of him who sits on the throne and from the wrath of the Lamb, for the great day of his wrath has come. And who is able to stand? Pretty scary, huh? What I'm trying to do is show you the difficulty of putting the book of Revelation in chronological order. because it didn't come to us with chapters and verses in it. Didn't come to us like that. So normally what I do when I study the book of Revelation, I just make a list of what. So I made a list of what John sees. And I put on my heading, this is what John sees. And then I broke it down because I wanted to know where John's seeing it at. So I made a list. This is what John sees on earth. This is what John sees happening in heaven. Because he's going back and forth. If you read it, if you read Revelation, he'll say, and I saw this happen on earth. And I saw this happening in heaven. So the only thing I'm asking is, where are you standing at, John, when you're watching these things? And you can distinguish and just break them down. And then watch what he says he sees. And watch what he says he hears. And then he describes them almost to a T in different places in the Bible. So you say, well, you know, you're trying to create a timeline for these things. And you say, well, it had to happen after, because that's in chapter 16. That's the end. No, same thing's going on in chapter 6. You know, so everybody tries to find the timeline of, oh, well, when are these things going to happen? Because really, they just want to know when we're out of here. Right? That's all they really want to know. We need to find a timeline so we can find out when we're out of here. You can't find a timeline by trying to take Revelation in chronological order, because it doesn't go in that order. And you've got to take other things into consideration. There's things like Babylon being destroyed in an hour. Is that literal? Yes, it's literal. An hour. And people say, well, how could God literally destroy an entire city, let alone the whole earth, in an hour? I would say, well, what took him so long? He could destroy it in a minute if he chooses to. Let me give you something to chew on. And because here's how I look at the book of Revelation. I just want to give you something to chew on. Because we see each one of these things being described. And John breaks them down. John says there's seven seals. Right? And then there's seven trumpets. And then there's seven bowls. Each one of them, I believe, is broken down to John individually. Because things are happening. Things are going to happen so fast that John's not going to be able to record it. So the angel is breaking these things down for John and saying, I want you to look at these judgments, look at these seals, look at the trumpets, look at the bowls. But in each one of those, you can find a similarity, right? You find the similarities of the trumpets with the bowls, the trumpets of chapter 8. You find the similarities of the bowls with chapter 16. Because when this happens, I believe when this happens, it's happening. And if John, there's no way possible for John to record the. So the angel says, let me break it down for you. So you can see these events, but these things are going to happen in such a way. This guitar has only got six strings. It's a six-string guitar. But if it was a seven-string guitar, I could use it as an analogy for a trumpet, right? So I'll use a string for a trumpet. Now, we've often looked at Revelation, and we think of, and the first trumpet sounded. And you go over here to chapter 8. And hail and fire followed, mingled with blood, and they were thrown to the earth. And a third of the trees were burned up, and all the green grass was burned. Then the second angel sounded. And something like a great mountain burning with fire was thrown into the sea. And a third of the sea became blood. And a third of the living creatures in the sea died. And a third of the ships were destroyed. Then the third angel sounded. And a great star fell from heaven, burning like a torch. And it fell on the third of the rivers and on the springs of the water. And the name of the star is Wormwood. And a third of the waters became wormwood. And many men died from the water because it was made bitter. Then the fourth angel sounded. And a third of the sun was struck, and a third of the moon, and a third of the stars. And a third of them were darkened, and a third of the day did not shine, and likewise the night. It's easy when you think about it that way, right? Yes. You got, you look around, John's recording what's happening. He's looking around, he's recording what's happening. What if it happens like this? Could he record it? Why? Because it's happening so fast. You can't put Revelation in a chronological order.
That's right.
You just can't. There's stuff that's going on in chapter 22 that are taking place in chapter 1. You know, some you've got to do intense studies to separate these things and to attach them. That goes with that. That goes with that. That goes with that. And at one point in time is this. Because Jesus said in Matthew 24, he said, when you see that sun get dark and the moon get dark and the stars fall from the sky, what's happening in chapter 8 of Revelation? But it's the same thing that's happening in chapter 16 of Revelation. Jesus says, when you see these things, look up, for your redemption draws near. These are some pretty scary events. Revelation 13, verse 5 through 8. Speaking of the beast, it says, and he was given a mouth speaking great things and blasphemies. And he was given authority to continue for 42 months. Then he opened his mouth in blasphemy against God to blaspheme his name, his tabernacle, and those who dwell in heaven. And it was granted to him to make war with the saints and to overcome them. And authority was given him over every tribe, tongue, and nation. All who dwell on the earth will worship him whose names have not been written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. If anyone has an ear, let him hear. This sounds pretty scary as a believer, doesn't it? If you're an unbeliever, you should be shaking in your boots about right now. And if you're an unbeliever, today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. This is not. You don't want to be found in this. You want your name to be found in the book. Not the books, in the book. What I say, I've been talking to believers so far. I want to talk to unbelievers. This is going out, right? So I want to talk to unbelievers. If your name's not in the book, you need to get it in the book. And you need to get it in the book today. Today, if you hear his voice, don't harden your heart. Well, just somebody's asking, well, what do you mean, do I hear? If I hear his voice, if you feel him tugging on you, If you feel something that you don't quite know what is going on, but you feel something that is tugging you and pulling you to a cross, then you're hearing his voice. Tomorrow's not promised. You may not have it. You may not be able to answer tomorrow. He may not speak tomorrow. Today. Now, I pretty much know that everybody that's sitting in this room has heard his voice and has responded. So I'm preaching to the choir here. But this is going out all over the world, on YouTube, on Facebook, on his radio program. I mean, I've stood right here in this pulpit and preached sermons in Australia. I have. So I'm asking people who aren't in this room, do you know him? Or better yet, does he know you?
Yeah, it is.
And if you're unsure of that, then pray this prayer with me. Church, pray with me too. Let's bow our heads. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. Lord, grant to me the gift of grace and the gift of faith. Save me, Lord. Jesus, I believe that you are the Son of God and that you have come to this earth in the flesh and died for my sin, and not only for my sin, but for the sins of the world. And I believe that God raised you from the dead and that you sit at his right hand. Jesus, I confess you as my Lord and Savior. And it's in your name that I pray. Amen. And for those that prayed that prayer, my advice to you is to get yourself involved in a Bible-believing church. Often. Because we're going to need it coming up. I mean, we need it more and more. Just look around in this country and what's going on today. We're going to need this. What we see going right on today is just about like that of what's fixing to happen. Things are going to get bad. And I would imagine that there was people that probably didn't go to church, that you didn't used to go to church, are now going to be begging for you to open them doors so they can get in here and find what they need. Pastor, I thank everyone. I thank you, Pastor.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.